Welcome everyone, as Hashem continues the Zechor Miriam from the Chavetz Chaim, Shir number 57. We'll be, as Hashem, finishing Perek Yud Gimel now. We continue with the Mishnah. Akavi ben Mahalalel tells us that we have to contemplate, remind ourselves on a daily, regular basis, as the Chavetz Chaim has been telling us, that all of our actions will be written down up in Shemayim. What's above us? Everything is written down. That's what's above us. Who can understand? Who can evaluate and estimate the tremendous pachad, the punishment and the fear? Shetekabel hanefesh al kol yoyim v'yoyim. That a person's nefesh will receive for every single day, that a person will receive for his actions and his speech, if he violated and transgressed the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then he brings some Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we mentioned this previously, he was of the greatest of the Tanoim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Gadol Hador. He was petrified. He was trembling. And he was crying. What was he afraid of? He was afraid of standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Din. He brings from the Rosh in the Sefer Archas Chaim, which we learned a few years back. It tells us, Mitoscha b'dima timso, a person should, on his bed, he should have like tears. Obviously, everything has to be done in our generation, in our, there's no, never a depression in Chas V'Shalom, any of that. We have to do it b'simcha. They do it Hashem b'simcha. But still, to understand the madrega of a person, to when he's going to sleep, to think over his day. And that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was petrified. The great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And this is what the Tana Kavim Ma'alalel is teaching us. She's bainin b'shloisha devarim eilu v'lo yovel li'de'aveir. A person will be thinking about these three things. Ma'ayin basul atan ha'ilech l'mfnei atam is asi li'ten din v'cheshbin. Where do you come from? Ma'ayin basul atan ha'ilech, where are you going? As we've been learning the past couple of weeks. And in front of who will he give? And accounting for your behavior. Hayoytzi mikol zeh, concludes the Chavetz Chaim. In order not to be trapped with the mid of gaiva, of arrogance, which is the reishis, the beginning of all chait, one should be thinking about these three points. Chavetz Chaim adds, a person should further think about how he's a poor person. He's a poor person in the amount of Torah he knows, a poor person in the amount of chesed he's doing. And the flip side, how much Hashem gives us every single second. Think about all the chasod Hashem does for us. Then we'll understand and appreciate the sameach v'chelkoi and appreciate everything Hashem does for us, and we'll be happy with everything we have.